Good afternoon, everyone. This is David Asarno, and today, welcome to Business Banter with Casey Eberhardt and myself. However, today, Casey happens to be in Vegas emceeing an event, so you have me live, and you also have our special guest today, which I'll tell you about in a second. Now, for those of you it's first time here on Business Banter, I want to acknowledge and welcome you. Every week, we come together 12 noon Eastern Time on Thursday, and our purpose and intent is to give you information that you can start applying in your businesses today to help add value, to help you grow your sales, increase your profits, attract more customers. Over the past couple of weeks, we talked about reputation management. Actually, last week when we were talking about reputation management, heck, I learned a lot. I took over 3 pages of notes, and I actually went right afterwards and started implementing the information and strategies that we learned on the call. Week previous to that, we talked a little bit about Facebook and how, no matter what type of business that we have, we can start using Facebook as a revenue generator versus a time waster. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about marketing, local marketing, search engine marketing, competitive intelligence, things that we can do. First, let me tell you a little bit about why we're here and how we came together. And actually, that's why we started off talking about Facebook, because when I first got involved as an opportunity to be a guest on the guest expert panel, when Karen Glasser and Casey were coming into Atlanta to do a Promote Your Passion event, and I saw someone had made a post on Facebook, and I went there, and I didn't know this person. We weren't friends, but we were part of different groups, which is why I saw the post, and I reached out to them. And Miranda and I got on the phone that afternoon, and before you knew it, I suggested we go to dinner when they were here, and lo and behold, I went to dinner with Casey and Karen and Miranda, and the next day they asked me to be on the expert panel. And when I was there, I actually met David B. Wright, who will be our guest today on the call. And so there's opportunities all day long, no matter what business that we're in, that we can utilize to grow it. By the way, everyone, just want to let you know that this is an open line. We do that on purpose. So just want to let you know. So if you could mute your lines if you'd like. If I need to mute it, I will. I like to keep it open because one of the things, I'm going to be interviewing David today, and we're going to learn a little bit about marketing, SEO, what we can do on the local level. The other thing is we're going to give you opportunities to ask questions as well to get your questions answered. So if you are someplace, just hit mute on your line. That would be great. And if I need to mute you, let me know, and I'd be happy to. So I do want to let you know that coming up August 16th here in Atlanta, live, we've got our next one-day Promote Your Passion event. It will be held in Buckhead. I'm pretty sure it's at the Buckhead Club. For more information or to register, go to promoteyourpassionnow.com. Once again, that is promoteyourpassionnow.com. And it doesn't matter if you live in Atlanta or not, fly in. It'll be a day well worth it. Atlanta is easy no matter pretty much where you are, at least on the if you're on the right coast where we are here in Atlanta. It's easy to get in. So just come on in. You can fly it the night before. You can fly it at the end of the day. During that day, what we're going to be doing, myself, Casey, and a few other speakers and expert panelists are going to be talking about things you can do in your business today that will help you grow it. So once again, that is Promote Your Passion Now, August 16th, live here in Atlanta. And if you'd like to get updates on not only this event, but be able to get podcast downloads of our weekly call-in show at no cost, just log in, and Karen, after the event, will be sending out a link that you can download it. So what I'd like to do is welcome our guest today. His name is David B. Wright. He is the Chief Marketing Officer for the W3 Group. He's based here in Atlanta, Georgia, and what he does is he helps business market themselves more efficiently. He primarily focuses in on internet marketing strategies and tactics. So that's where we're going to be talking a little bit about search engine optimization, local marketing, dominating the search engines locally, Google, video. We'll get into other strategies as well. So, David, welcome to the call.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. And by the way, everyone, just remember we are on an open line. Just wanted to let you know that. David, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and your business? By the way, before I want to give you a shout out because David not only is known here in Atlanta for helping businesses grow, I mean, he's been quoted in Inc. magazine, he's been appeared in the Wall Street Journal, and he's an author as well. So, David, why don't you tell everyone a little bit about your business and what you do for companies locally here in Atlanta and nationally?
Well, going back, I studied international business, marketing, and Japanese in college. And after I graduated, I moved to Tokyo for about 6 years. Moved back here, worked in the corporate world for a couple of years, and then wrote my first book, which is called Get a Job, Your Guide to Making Successful Career Moves. And as a self-published author, so I learned a lot about search engine optimization and lots of other online marketing tactics. And next thing I knew, I was number one on Yahoo, then Google, and Bing for Get a Job book out of over a billion results. And then that led to starting to help other businesses achieve a lot of the same results and get them more business. So basically what I do now is I help businesses get more business. So if you need your phone to ring, if you need people to walk into your store or restaurant, if you need to increase your online sales, that's what I do to help.
Very cool. Well,
By the way, everyone, we are on an open line.
Let me see. How do I mute everyone? Let me see here. I haven't done this before. Let's see here. Give me a second. There we go. That should work better now. Now, David, okay. I get an opportunity every single week, all week long, to work with entrepreneurs, executives, business owners. And one of the things that we realize is, hey, we've got to dominate the search engines. We need to dominate the internet. And one of the questions I often ask people is, when's the last time you pulled out the yellow pages? And what do you think most people say?
Either never or I threw it away as soon as I got it.
Yeah. In fact, I think we've had a new yellow pages sitting on the front porch now for a week. We don't use the front door, so eventually I'll go and throw it into the garbage. It won't even make it in the house. Now, however, here's the thing that we do know, that if we're targeting people who are 80 years and up, they're still going to be using, demographically, they're still going to use the yellow pages. But in today's date and time, it's really important. And the challenge is so many people want to dominate, people want to know what they need to do, and yet they don't know where to start. They don't know where to begin. So why don't you tell us a little bit about search engine optimization, maybe even keyword, before we even do it, let's say keyword research. What is keyword research and why should we even do it?
Well, first of all, the reason why is because it's fundamental. It's like building the foundation for your overall online marketing. Everything you do, if doing it properly, has that base of good, solid keyword research as a start. Everything ranging from your website name to pages on your site to email marketing to lots of other things. Keyword research is the foundation of that.
So how would you go about beginning to do keyword research? I mean, if you don't know, what would you start? How would you go about doing it?
First of all, you just come up with a list of things that you would search for if you're the customer and you're looking for the services or products that your company's selling. And avoid the local industry jargon. Like, for example, if you've got a term that you use within your industry but your customers don't use that term, completely ignore that.
So if I hear what you're saying, it's really like any kind of marketing. It's putting ourselves in the mind of our customers. What do they think? What would they search if they actually went to Google? It's not, hey, I'm number one on Google. Yeah, you're number one on Google for your name, but that's not what people are searching. So
exactly.
It's understanding the search terms that people would search. Now, is there certain tools that you would recommend? Any secrets, tips? I know Google has a free keyword search tool, but do you recommend that? Do you recommend they go to somewhere else?
Google's AdWords keyword generator is a good place to start, but it's important to bear in mind that that's designed actually to sell more ads, so it's important to balance that with other tools. So I use three or four different keyword tools to come up with a list of keywords, estimate the traffic using I use SEO Book. They have a toolbar that you can download and install in your Firefox browser, and that can help you estimate actual search volume, about how many people are actually searching for that keyword each month. And then I'll look a little bit further. I'll take a look and see how much competition there is for that keyword. So that gives me an early idea on basically how easy or how difficult it's going to be to get to page one. And getting on page one is a big part of the goal, because if you're not on page one, the chances of you getting even seen is pretty small.
Let's talk about that a little bit then. So Google, okay, and by the way, we're talking about Google because they're the number one search engine by far. I mean, the number two search engine these days is not even Yahoo or Bing. It's actually YouTube, which is owned by Google. So Google literally totally dominates the market, so which is why, think about it, Google's become a verb. I mean, I'm going to Google it. So we want to dominate Google. Now, do you have the statistics? What percentage of the people, if they don't find you on page one of your local search engine, what percent of the people actually will search past page one?
It's somewhere over 90% of the clicks that are on the first page. Very, very few go to the second page, and past third page, it just drops down, I think, to below 1% of people that actually go that far.
So basically, if you're not there, the chances of you being found is slim to none. So if they're not finding you, they're finding your competitors, right?
Right, exactly.
So one of the things that we want to talk about then is, okay, we want to be found. However, one of the challenges for so many people who, hey, well, I can't get up on the front of the search engine. There's too much competition out there, so I'm just going to do Google pay-per-click ads. I'm going to pay to be up there. Now, statistics, from my understanding, and please let me know if you have more research on it, less than 15% of the people actually click on the paid links. Is that accurate? That's what I've heard.
It's somewhere around there. Partially, that's pretty accurate, and also the ads tend to have less of a credibility factor than the organic results. People tend to trust the organic results more than they do the ads, because they know people are paying to get up there.
So what can you do today if you want to get up in the search engine? Heck, you have a local business. I know that I see a lot of the people who are on the call today, and I want to welcome you. I see a lot of familiar numbers and faces. And they have small businesses. They have local businesses. By the way, definition of small business is under $50 million, so that's pretty much all of us. And so what can they do to start maybe getting ranked in local, Google Local? What is Google? By the way, what is Google Local, and why would they want to get ranked there?
Well, that's actually changed quite a lot recently. Just a couple of weeks ago, Google announced that they were basically phasing out Google Places and replacing that with Google Plus business pages.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about that then.
It's you're familiar with Google Plus. It's Google's answer to Facebook this time around.
I'm on it as of last week. Our last week's guest host, our guest was talking about it, and I'm now on Google Plus. Yes.
Excellent. That's, do you have a business profile on there yet?
I do not. Why would I want a business profile?
Because Google is now showing Google Plus business pages in their search results instead of the Google Places or Google Maps results that they used to show. And this is a new development just in the past couple of weeks. The good news is that if you've already got a Google Places profile set up, it's pretty easy to migrate that data over into a new Google Plus business profile. It basically just takes one click, one click to do so once you get to the right spot, and then the same basic rules for optimizing that still apply. So if you spend a lot of time and a lot of effort going into optimizing your Google Places, then that effort's not completely lost.
So how would you optimize? How would you optimize it? I mean, I'm a total newbie. I don't even have it right now. Is this something I could do myself? Would I need to hire someone like you? And then if I'm going to do it myself, what does optimizing it mean? Because I know what that means as far as your website. I have no idea what it means as far as Google.
Well, the first step, of course, is to make sure that the profile is as complete as possible. You want to make sure that you've got your phone number, your address, your website URL, images, video, description of your products and services, how to get there, what your store hours are, if you have a regular store hours, or or when you're open for business and how they can get in touch with you. The more of that kind of information you've got, the more complete it is, and Google wants to show more complete profiles in their results, more so than they want to show incomplete profiles. So the very first step is making sure you've got all the information you need in there.
Now, let me ask you a question then. So, okay, what if you are local, you deal with businesses locally, say you're a marketing company, business coach, but you work out of your house. How do you set up a Google Plus account if you work out of your house?
You don't have to show your address. They do want your address for internal reasons, but you can choose not to show the actual physical address within that profile.
Okay.
So if you work from home, like I actually frequently do, mm-hmm. That's one option. It's always better to have a business address, even if it's a P.O. box, but the P.O. box won't be something that really helps you show up more highly within Google Plus.
Now, having the address or not. Now, how do you get ranked higher? Because you always see some people who are ranked higher in it was in places, and now it's going to be Google Plus. How do you get ranked higher on the front page?
Well, for one, optimize. Make sure you've got the right keywords in your description. Make sure you've got all the different things people might be searching for when they're looking for your products or your services.
Yeah.
Another thing that's also a fairly new development is they're increasing their emphasis on social. On the social aspect of search. So if your Google Plus business profile page has a lot of likes or it's been shared a lot, then that they're going to take that into account. So more popular businesses who get a lot of reviews, who get a lot of fan interaction and customer interaction are going to have an advantage there. So if you're not doing that yet, encourage your customers to like your page, to tell their friends about you, both in person and not, of course, and also online.
Great. Great tips. Now, let's talk a little bit about video. I mean, Wayne Gretzky, one of my favorite quotes is from Wayne Gretzky, and it's, his secret to success was not skating to where the puck was. It's skating where the puck was going. And in marketing, where I see the puck going, and frankly, I know it's here already, it's just becoming more and more important, is video. So when you look at search engine optimization in your website, what's the importance of video as far as SEO?
Well, it's huge. And to say it very, very short, why else do you think Google bought YouTube? Search engines love video. And one of the great things about that as a business owner is that a lot of people don't know how to leverage the power of video in search engine optimization yet. I've pretty frequently been able to get to page one of Google within 6 hours or less by using a highly optimized video.
Okay, so how do you optimize a video? What do you do? What's the secret?
First of all, you optimize it for one specific keyword. Mm-hmm. Make sure that is in your file name, your video title, it's in your description, it's in your tags, it's in several different elements of the video, both in the file itself, and then once you upload it to YouTube, do everything you can, click all the options and make sure that you've got everything targeted around that keyword.
Now, how important in YouTube in getting something optimized and getting it ranked is that description? Let's talk a little bit about the description, because I know a lot of people just think, hey, I've got a YouTube channel. Oh, I've got 1,000 visitors over a course of a year. That's great. I mean, I've got an 11-year-old son who has over 100,000 views on his YouTube channel right now, and a lot of it's through the description. So if you could share with everyone, how important is that description and what do you need to do in order to get your keywords ranked?
Well, with the description, actually it's a little bit less important than some of the other factors,
mm-hmm.
but one of the things I always do with the description is I'll put the link to my website as the very first line.
Okay.
And then I'll have about the video itself or something about the description, optimizing whatever I can about that and making sure that it's complete. But you also want to make sure, first of all, one of the most important things is your title. The title of your video makes a huge difference on where you show up.
So
also, the text you use.
Now, let me ask you a quick question on the title. Would it be a long tag title, like a very descriptive title, or would you just want it short with the descriptors? How would you recommend doing it?
Well, that depends on what you're trying to rank for. If you've got...
Give me an example. Med spa in San Antonio, Texas. What would you do?
That actually might be a good title for it. That's something that people are going to be looking for. And you might want to add something else to that, like, you know, if you've got a special deal or a special offer, you might even want to include something about that in the title, because part of the title's job is to help you get found, but the other part of that title's job is to get that click, so that when people see that title, they want to click on it and watch that video. So you've got to combine the elements of your having the right keywords, but also making it compelling so that people will actually want to watch it. Because just ranking isn't really enough. If people don't click on it and they don't watch your video, then that's a wasted effort.
Now, let's talk. You were about to mention tags. So you said the title is important. We've got a little bit on the description. Now, let's talk about the tags.
And tags are basically keywords that tell people what that video is about. And that's a place where you can put additional keywords, whether they're in your description or to reinforce the keywords that are in your description. And the first tag should be the keyword you're trying to optimize for.
Okay. Now,
so if you're trying to optimize for, say, Dunwoody Kitchen Remodeling, then that phrase in quotes should be your first tag.
So you could put long-tailed, and by the way, everyone, long-tailed keyword is basically the whole description or phrase. Now, when you put that in the tag, you put it in quotes and then a comma, and then if you have another tag, would that be accurate?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what's the difference between just putting a comma and putting that keyword in quotes? I know that I was fascinated when I learned this.
If you put the keyword phrase in quotes, it'll put that keyword phrase as a tag. If you just use spaces or commas, it'll separate the keyword. So, for example, going back to the example I just used, if you're looking for Dunwoody Kitchen Remodeling, and you don't put that in quotes, you'll have Dunwoody as one tag, kitchen as another tag, and remodeling as another tag. And that might not yield the results you're looking for, because even though it's got those three tags in it, if there's another video out there that has that keyword phrase in quotes as their tag, then they're going to rank higher than you are, most likely, all else being equal.
Fantastic. This is really good stuff, and I know things that people can put right into their business right away. Now, is there any other ways that you would recommend getting to the top fast, getting to the top of your search engines?
Well, before we touch on that, I want to get back to the long tail versus short keywords. Typically, the long tail keywords, which are, you know, multiple words in a keyword phrase, a lot of times that has more of a buying intent than a shorter phrase. So, for example, if somebody's looking for printer cartridges, they could be looking for, you know, where to buy it in bulk. They could be looking for a specific cartridge. They could be looking for videos about printer cartridges. They could not know what a printer cartridge is, and they're looking to figure out what that is. But if they're looking for, say, Brother TN-330 laser printer toner cartridge, that probably means they're either out of toner or they're about to be out and they need to buy another one. So if you rank more highly for that specific phrase, that's going to bring you more business, all else being equal, than ranking for the broader term of printer cartridges.
Which actually goes right back to how we started the conversation about 20 minutes ago. It was, okay, put yourself in the mind of your consumer, the client. What would they think? What would they put in there? What would they want to search? And being the solution is really putting yourself in the mind of what they're looking for and then being the answer once they go to your website. Would this be pretty accurate?
Absolutely.
Okay,
definitely.
Cool.
And this really applies to local, too, because if you've got a local business, say you've got a chiropractic office, and there's only going to be a certain radius around your office that people are actually going to be willing to drive to your office, so you've got your client base geographically limited. So if you're an Atlanta chiropractor, you're not going to be wanting to advertise and rank highly for Charlotte, North Carolina chiropractor because you don't have an office there. And people certainly aren't going to be driving that far just to get adjusted, however many times a week they might do it.
Unless you're really, really, really good, but highly unlikely.
Exactly. You'd have to be really good for that.
Yes, you must. So there's a couple things like to do. One, we've got about seven minutes left. So if anyone has any questions for David regarding getting ranked globally, search engine optimization, search engine marketing, just hit star 7. Star 7 will unmute your line. I'll see that you're unmuted, and I'll be able to ask you a question. And while you guys go ahead and do that, David, what other ways can you get to the top quickly?
Well, I take a look at what's on page 1 for a particular keyword that I want to rank for. Then I look for chinks in the armor, ways that I can get there fast. If they've got a video on page 1 of the search engine result, I can probably create a better optimized video and take its place. Other ways can include press releases, if you've got news about your site or about your business, blogs, social media. Just take a look and see what's on the first page. And if you've got sites like Wikipedia or About.com or other really, really well-known sites on page 1, that usually tells you that that's going to be a pretty competitive keyword. So you might want to go a little deeper, a little longer tail in order to get something that you can actually rank for and that would actually be relevant to your business.
Okay. Now, you just mentioned understanding what your competitors are doing. What other ways can you do some competitive research and find out the secrets of competitive research out on the Internet? What would you do? What would you want to do?
Well, there's a lot of different ways you can do that. One useful tool is called Keyword Spy, and that can tell you basically what your competitors are advertising on, what keywords they're advertising on. It can even show you what ads they're using, if they're using Google AdSense or something like that, or AdWords, and determining where they're getting their links, where they're getting their traffic. Another useful tool is called Compete.com, and you can actually plug in 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 different website URLs, and it will actually compare them head-to-head on overall traffic, on rankings, on what keywords, traffic sources, all kinds of information. And then what all that information is really good for is, first of all, so you understand what your competition is doing. Second of all, so you can reverse engineer what they're doing well and stand the chance of doing better than your competition.
So what I hear you saying is, A, beginning with the end in mind, knowing exactly what you want to create, where you want to go, and then before you sit there and spend all the time, the energy, the effort figuring it out, find out the people that are ranking for those keywords or those long-tailed keyword search terms that you would like to use, find out what they're doing, find out what's working for them, find out what's not working for them, and model the things that are working, and then
exactly.
Implement. Okay, cool. Now,
not only one big thing, it's a series of little things done consistently over time that lead you to that right path.
Absolutely. Well, everyone, David is going to be on our guest expert panel that we have in Atlanta. I do want to remind you, go to promoteyourpassionnow.com. Register. You'll be able to, A, find out about the updates that we have regarding live events. You'll be reminded about the weekly call-in show that we have. If you live in Atlanta, get to the event on August 16th. If you live outside of Atlanta, hop on a plane. Delta just ran a special, and guess what? Southwest is here now as well. So you can fly in, you can get here, be one day full intensive, focused in on your business with myself, Casey, Karen, David, and other experts helping you grow your business locally. Is there any questions from anyone? Did anyone unmute themselves? Actually, I can't tell. So if anyone unmuted themselves, just yell out now. Okay. So David, parting thoughts, anything, one last tip that you would like to leave people with today?
Kind of like Nike says, just do it. At least taking effort and doing different things in the right direction will get you there a lot faster than doing nothing and being complacent about it. You mentioned Wayne Gretzky earlier. One of my favorite quotes is from him as well. You miss 100% of the shots that you don't take. So at least do something. It's better to get it out there than to wait until it's perfect and then try to get out there, because it'll never be totally perfect. And you
sort
can always
like
adjust.
I was just talking to a client this morning, and we just said, we were talking about getting a sales funnel out. And it, perfect is the enemy of done. If you sit there waiting for things to be perfect, you'll never launch. You'll never get it done. True?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And a lot of people let that hinder them.
Say that again, please?
A lot of people let that hinder them, and
yes.
It becomes a huge barrier because they're so focused on getting it perfect before it gets out there that they don't get a chance to get it out there in the first place and don't get the feedback they can use to make it even better the next go-around.
Absolutely. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single day, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Totally agreed.
Awesome. Well, David, thank you so much for being our guest today on Business Banter with myself and Casey Eberhardt. This is David Asarno. I want to thank you all for being here, tuning in. Those of you who are listening to our podcast, we learned a lot of useful tips. In fact, I took notes today. I'm going to be going out and getting my Google business page built locally for my businesses. So, David, thank you for your knowledge, your information that you imparted with everyone. I look forward to seeing you live on August 16th here in Atlanta. And everyone, it's promoteyourpassionnow.com. This is David Asarno with Casey Eberhardt, wishing you an amazing rest of your week. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.